Blog Talk Radio.
And good Friday morning. As we have reached the weekend, it is Cinco de Mayo. To a big weekend, we had a lot of things going on, the MLB, the NHL, the NBA, all sorts of things going on over the weekend. So this first topic, we'll hit it and quit it very quickly. KC lost again. The Royals dropped now to 9-18 on the year after an 8-3 loss to the Chicago White Sox. Ian Kennedy roughed up for the second straight time. 4 1/3 innings allowed, 6 hits and 4 earned runs while giving up 2 home runs. Ian Kennedy's just not good. He's just not good. And I applaud the effort, the chance that they gave Ian Kennedy. He's just not good right now. Absolutely not good. This is not the Ian Kennedy that we saw 2 years ago. I rarely call for a guy to just be axed, but man, Ian Kennedy is just terrible right now. If there is a hole in the rotation, and there are a couple of holes in the rotation, but if there is one glaring hole, and I know there are Ian Kennedy fans out there, there's a hole in the lineup, and it is Ian Kennedy. That's all there is to it. The one positive coming from yesterday, Eric Hosmer does get back on the positive side. He hits a home run in the 8th inning that gets this thing a little bit closer, but really it was just all about Chicago in this game yesterday. They win it 8-3. The Royals fall now to 9-18. As we said, Ian Kennedy gets the loss for the Kansas City Royals. Derek Holland, the former Texas Ranger and former a whole lot of things, gets the win. 6 2/3, allows 3 hits and strikes out 7. A very nice effort by Derek Holland. And again, the Royals lose 8-3 to the Chicago White Sox. We'll talk a little bit more Royals later on in the show, but do want to switch to the NBA as the conference semifinals are going strong in the association right now. Last night, game 3 between the Boston Celtics and Washington Wizards, and it was the Wiz getting the victory last night, 116-89. All five starters in double figures. They were led by who else but John Wall, 24 points for him, 7 of 19 shooting, also 8 dimes on the night for John Wall. Again, 24 points to lead all scorers, 19 coming from Otis Porter Jr., and 13 from Martin Gortat. And anyone caring that he is still in the league, anyone surprised that he is still in the league, one of them. I did not know Martin Gortat was still in the league until really the last couple of weeks. The Celtics have been shut down. They were shut down tremendously last night, held to 27 of 77, only 35% from the field. They could not hit anything last night. And the Wiz get the 27-point victory, again, 116-89. They now get back into this series, they now trail Boston 2-1. Elsewhere in the association last night, it was game 2 between the Golden State Warriors and Utah Jazz. Utah right now is in over their head against a very, very good Golden State team. Gordon Hayward tried his mightily. He had 33 points, 11 of 21 shooting, including 3 three-pointers, 33 points overall for the former Butler Bulldog. Rudy Gobert added 16, but the Jazz could not get it done in last night's game. And again, they are just in over their head against a very good Golden State team. 3 players with 20-plus points. They were led by Kevin Durant, 25 points for him. Steph Curry coming in with 23. And, of course, Draymond Green,
21 and 6 steals. Actually, Kevin Durant getting the double-double last night, also had 11 boards, just missed out on the triple-double, only 3 assists shy of that triple-double, but a very nice effort by KD, and I think Golden State is very, very happy to have him in their starting lineup. Again, they get the 115-104 win over the Utah Jazz and now lead that series 2-0. Games tonight in the association, a pair of games, one in the Eastern Conference, one in the West. First of all, in the East, it is game 3 between the Cavs and the Raptors. That's at 6 on ESPN. That one coming from the Air Canada Center in Toronto. The Raptors right now trailing 2-0. They have to get a win at home if they are going to stay in this series at all. I think this is a big, big game for the Raptors. They need to get back into this series as quickly as possible. And in the Western Conference, this series took an interesting turn with the loss of one of the star players for the San Antonio Spurs. Took a big-time hit. And speaking of big-time hits, This made me laugh last night. If anyone saw the, and this makes me laugh on both a personal level and just seeing it. Mark Henry, WWE superstar, absolutely destroyed the imposter Rockets mascot during halftime, I believe, of this game. I will post a video of this. It's hilarious. Former WWE wrestler takes a chair to this mascot and just absolutely destroyed him. Very, very funny. Again, I will post that just here in a little bit. But right now, San Antonio needs to get, I think both of these teams have a legitimate shot at this game. But right now, San Antonio trying to figure out kind of what's going on in their own head after losing Tony Parker. In game 2, they have to kind of figure out that right now they're both battling Golden State and themselves, and that's going to be a big boost for the Houston Rockets. But San Antonio right now looks like they may be as we said, a little bit in their heads, a little bit too prepared for these games. And I think that's what you see out of Coach Popovich sometimes. You see a little bit of the X's and O's, and you know, I can't fault Pop. He has been a career championship guy, but the first team is going to face a big time challenge in the Houston Rockets tonight. But again, your matchups for this evening in the association, it is the Cavs Raptors at 6 and Spurs Rockets at 8:30. Both of those games, of course, on the mothership tonight. All right, there's someone we need to discuss, and a guy that his kid could be an NBA prospect sometime, eventually, could be an NBA guy, if he just shut his damn mouth, and that is one Lonzo Ball. Yesterday, if you've fallen off the face of the map yesterday in the sports world, LaVar Ball, the father of Lonzo Ball, a highly recruited highly recruited prospect for a bunch of teams, LaVar Ball can't shut his mouth. He mentioned a few weeks ago that they were coming out with the Big Baller Brand. Now, what we said weeks ago, is Big Baller Brand. What is going on with that? Well, we found out yesterday that there is a shoe that was unveiled. And it was okay. It wasn't anything fantastic. I wouldn't buy them if they were $5. Well, they're not $5. They are, in fact, $95. And he also has a pair of sandals that are $620 because they have the logo on them. This dude sells any of his shoes, it will be an absolute miracle. I just absolutely can't believe the of this guy. I have to play it, guys. I have to absolutely. I have to. LeVar Ball.
You are an idiot. Ha, 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 ha. You are an idiot. Ha, 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 ha.
All right, switch to hockey because that pisses me off. Only one game going on last night, and it was the Rangers and Senators. It was New York getting the 4-1 victory over Ottawa last night, tying that series at two games apiece. A couple of late goals in this give the Rangers the victory, and they cruised throughout this thing. Two goals in the second period really what put them over the top, but then that final goal with about 2 minutes left to go in the game put the icing on the cake. Rangers get the 4-1 victory, and again tie that series at two games apiece. Tonight in the NHL, that series that I love, absolutely love watching this series, the Predators and the Blues. And I'm not a fan of either of these teams, just really love watching this hockey. 7 o'clock tonight on NBC Sports Network, game five for the Nashville Predators and St. Louis Blues. The Predators right now with a 3-1 lead in the series. If they get a victory tonight, this thing is over and the Blues will go home early. Again, that's a 7 o'clock start on NBC Sports Network. Game five between the Oilers and the Ducks tonight. That series tied at two games apiece. That will go on right around 9:30 tonight. Edmonton taking on Anaheim. All right, as we close out today's show, as we always do, let's take a look at the pitching matchup for tonight's game, actually for all weekend. Tonight, it will be Jason Hamill going to the mound for Kansas City. 0-3 right now. He was roughed up in his last series, has struggled with his command, has 13 walks in his 21 innings. That's not good. He gave up 5 runs, as I said, got roughed up in his last outing, gave up 5 runs in 3 1/3 innings. He has just been a struggle bus in the last few weeks. 0-3 with a 6.65 ERA. He matches up against Danny Salazar tonight, 2-2 with a 4.34 ERA. Salazar was pushed back a little bit after the Tigers had a rain delay, or excuse me, as the Indians had a rain delay when they were facing the Tigers. So Salazar's outing would not have been against Kansas City, but now it is on in the Friday night game. Again, Salazar against Duffy. The rest of the weekend, we see Jason Vargas going to the mound on Saturday against Trevor Bauer. And on Sunday, it is Duff Day in Kansas City. Danny Duffy going to the mound. That a 1:15 start on Sunday. The Saturday game is actually a nationally televised game from Kauffman Stadium. So again, your matchups this weekend: Salazar and Hamill, Vargas and Bauer on Saturday, and then an undetermined pitcher for the Indians matches up against Danny Duffy coming up on Sunday. So a big series for Kansas City. They've got to get back in this thing. Even if they can just get 2 out of 3 against Cleveland, it will be a big, big step toward what they are trying to do the rest of the first half of the season, at least. All right, that's all I have for today. Have a great Friday. Have a great weekend. We will see you back here on Monday with a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fan.
Okay.